Sermon title today is My Faith is Alive. Turn with me to James chapter 1. We're going to start there very quickly and we're going to leave James. We're going to be coming back to it a little bit later on, so you might want to save your place there in James. But if you turn with me to James chapter 1, James chapter 1 and verse 2. In James chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. When we face the challenges of life, and the challenges of life come, whether it be persecution, whether it be hardship, whether it be trials, or whether it be sickness, our faith is called to the witness stand in each and every one of our lives. Your faith is called to the witness stand in your life. It is called to testify. And what does your faith say? How do you respond? Do you respond in faith believing, irregardless of the circumstance, irregardless of the challenge that you are facing, do you respond in faith? Webster Dictionary says, in their definition of faith, it says this, complete trust or confidence. That's all it says, complete trust or confidence. When you Google it, when you Google what is faith, this is what you get. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. A strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion. But biblical faith does not fit either one of these definitions. Biblical faith has a spiritual dynamic. The world neither sees nor understands the spiritual dynamic of the faith that is in each and every one of your lives. For biblical faith to work, a catalyst needs to be added. That catalyst is action. That action is your faith response in faith believing. So we say that faith, biblical faith, is not only believing the Word of God, but acting upon the Word of God. But we find out that there's many circumstances in each and every one of our lives that when we walk in faith, it is an action word. We are taking action in that. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. And we're going to come back to James. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. In verse 1, it says this, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Then Hebrews starts giving us, the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, many times identified as the heroes of faith, it starts giving us examples of what that faith looks like. So when we look at verse 4, it says, By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, through it being dead still speaks. So we see in this scripture that what? That Abel offered. We go to verse 5, it says, By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that pleased God. So what did Enoch do? He testified. When you look at verse 6, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7. In verse 7, by faith Noah did what? He built the ark. In verse 8, with Abraham, what did Abraham do? Abraham moved. In verse 13, when you look at verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this land. Verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered his only begotten son. Abraham offered. In verse 24, it says, Choose by faith Moses, when he had become of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him as who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who identified the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. The action is your faith response in believing. When we look at Moses, verse 27, by faith. Verse 28, by faith. Verse 29, by faith. You can believe something until the cows come home. But if the catalyst to the biblical faith is action, you have got to take action. And if there is no action, the book of James tells us that your faith is what? It is dead. So turn with me back to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 14. We're going to read quite a bit here, but it's worth the read. So James chapter 2, verse 14. We're going to read verses 14 through 26. It says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which they are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, it does not have works. It is what? It is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Verse 21, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Did you see that faith was working together with the works? By the works faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.' You see then that a man is justified by works, not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead." Throughout, we see that the word works keeps coming back up. And I want to make this perfectly clear. So save your place in James, but turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. And verse 8 says this, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." We are saved by the grace of God through our faith. There is nothing that we can do to earn it or to deserve it. But my works show my salvation by showing my love that I have for Jesus. Now let's go back to James. James chapter 2, verse 26. In verse 26 it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." In the study of the word works in the Greek, the word action is brought out. So let's read verse 26 this way and think about it this way. "For as the body without breath is dead, so is faith without action. It is dead also." I want to say that again. "For as the body without breath is dead, so is faith without action. It is dead also." Biblical faith is an action word. Action is the catalyst that makes faith a spiritual dynamic in each and every one of our lives. You cannot separate faith from action. If there is no catalyst, then it is dead. Without action, it is spiritually dead faith. Why is this so important? This is critical. When you look at verse 19 of James chapter 2, it says what? "Do you believe that there's one God? Well, you do well, for even the demons believe and they tremble." The demons have a Webster Dictionary belief in God. But are they saved? And the answer is no, because their faith is dead. Do you know how many millions of people go to church every Sunday and are not saved? Have you ever thought about that? How many people in the world are getting up on Sunday morning, faithfully going to the house of the Lord, thinking that they are doing, many times, God a favor, but are not actually saved, but think that they are? Because their faith in God is dead. Because they only have a Webster Dictionary belief and faith in God. I've seen it. You have seen it. I myself was that one way at one time. So growing up, I did not get saved until I was 24 years old. So growing up, I believed in God. Growing up, I believed in Jesus. But was I saved? And the answer is no, I was not saved. I was not saved until I was 24 years old. How can that be? Because my faith was dead. I was believing at an intellectual level with the Webster Dictionary, but I never did. I never was moved by the Spirit to make that decision and speak that and to confess that. My faith was dead. I had a Webster Dictionary belief in God. It was faith without action. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 10. It's one you're very familiar with. We read it a lot. Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word faith which we preach. So stop right there. It's near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. At that point in time, is a person saved? And no, they're not. It goes on to say that if you confess, you see the action? That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. The word is near you, it's in your heart, the word of faith is spoken into your heart. So where is the action? And the action takes place in verse 9 and 10. You can't just say, oh, I know Jesus, and know that you're saved and you don't have anything to worry about because you're going to go to heaven. Because there are too many people in this world that are saying just exactly that. Oh, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I'm a really good person. Because I'm a really good person and I try to do right by my family, I know that God is going to welcome me with open arms, and that is a lie from the adversary. You must confess it with your mouth. That He is my Lord. He is my Savior. I have asked Him for forgiveness. And I will put my faith and trust in Him. That is the action part of your faith. For that flesh faith is becoming a living and a spiritual dynamic in your life. It needs action. What is the action? When you confess it to be true. I have pastored churches where I've seen people sit in the pews for years and never come forward, ever. And I don't believe that they ever did. I think they honestly believe that they're doing God a service because they're coming to church on Sunday. Never come forward. They didn't need to because they grew up in the church. And because they grew up in the church, and because their parents went to church, they know that they were going to be welcome in heaven. We talked about this in Sunday school this morning. There needs to be a warning. And people need to be warning, and they need to hear the truth. Amen. All relying on dead faith to get them to heaven, and it will not work. When we pray, why do we pray together, congregation? Many churches that you go to, and many of you were raised in those churches, many of you grew up and you attended those churches for years. We'll have prayer requests, and I'll stand up here and I'll pray, and you'll hear other people saying, yes, amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, minister in that need. Touch that body. You'll hear that throughout the congregation. Why are they doing that? To activate their faith. You see, there's got to be something. There's got to be an action to it. You just can't stand there and bow your head and think God's going to do everything. You need to connect yourself to the Spirit of the Holy God and respond in that way, to respond, to say, yes, Lord, I agree. I believe that. Worship, why do we lift our hands? Why do we praise God? To activate the faith that is in your life. Because if you don't activate the faith that is in your life, it is nothing but dead faith. When I preach and you're saying amen, amen, what are you doing? You're activating your faith. It's not just Pastor Leo saying these words and you're hearing them, but you're activating your faith in them. Want to be saved? Then you need to activate your faith. If you want to be healed, then you need to activate your faith. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you need to activate your faith, because you'll never receive it if you don't activate it. When we look at back to James, if you go back with me to James chapter 5, go to James chapter 5. We go to verse 14. In James chapter 5, verse 14, is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And it has committed, if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. What is the action? What is the action? The action is you're anointing them with oil and you're praying in faith, believing that they're going to be delivered, that they're going to be healed. So the prayer is in faith, activating their faith to pray over this person, to anoint them with oil, and to pray over them, believing that God is going to heal them. Then what does the prayee do? Well, if you turn with me to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Go back to Hebrews. We're not very far from there. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, and it says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So the one that's being prayed for is believing that they're going to receive it. You need to activate your faith. You just can't stand there. But activate your faith in believing that, God, I thank you for the healing you're bringing into my life. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in my life right now in the name of Jesus. What is the action to the healing? Is to activate your faith by receiving. The Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman. He will never force you to do anything that you don't want to do. You know how many times over the years that I've had people tell me, well, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in speaking in tongues because it's in the Bible. And if God just wants to reach down here, grab my mouth, and move my tongue to say those words, I'll be glad to do it. You're never going to receive it. You're never going to receive it because God brings it in here, but you need to speak it out here. That is the action that you're taking. The one that needs to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just can't sit in the pew believing that God has saved you. If you have not made the action of saying, Lord, I confess you as Lord and Savior of my life. And the sad part of it is, there's thousands going to church in America every Sunday and they do not know the Lord and they think they're okay. This is what the Word says, is that we need to activate our faith. The Word of God says faith is not only believing, but acting upon that. That is biblical faith. If you take a Webster Dictionary definition of faith, it's not going to get you anywhere in your relationship that you have with the Lord, because He's always calling you to that faith stance and that faith movement. Do you know? We've talked about this the last few weeks. 2 weeks ago, we all prayed together. And if you prayed the sinner's prayer for the very first time in your life, then I rejoice with you. I do not want you to leave this place today not knowing whether you are or not. That's my job. It's to make sure that the message has gone out and the word has gone out that you know whether you know Jesus or not. The Scripture says that His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we can know that we are a child of God. But if you're just thinking in your mind, well, you know, I believe in Jesus and I believe in God, so I must be okay, I'm in church today, that doesn't make it. Because why? Because it's dead faith. That's the world's interpretation of faith. God's interpretation of faith is a belief with action. And your action is, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe in my Heavenly Father. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come in my life and be my Lord forever. And there are so many people that have never done that. Well, I'm a quiet person and I keep to myself. I don't raise my hands in praise because I'm a private person. I worship down here. I don't worship up here. Activate your faith, church. If you do not activate your faith, you'll never get anywhere where you want to be. You'll never get there in your relationship with the Lord until you activate your faith. There's a lot of things in my life that I have done for the Lord that has made me feel very uncomfortable. And one of those things was praying with other people. One of those things was raising my hands and praising God. It made me feel very uncomfortable. But when I did it because of my act of faith, God blessed me so much that I feel a release forever. And you will feel that the same in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I just don't know if I just don't know if I can do that or not. Release your faith. Activate it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask that, Father, your Holy Spirit would sweep over this place as never before, touching every heart, every life, every believer today, Father, and every unbeliever. And if there's one in this place that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they want to make that decision, maybe it's the very first time in their life, they want to confess that. They want to act on what they believe. I pray that, Father, your Holy Spirit would draw them forward today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And with every eye closed and every head bowed, is there one person in this room that I can pray for? Is there one person? I'm not going to tarry long. Is there one person? Everyone knows. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit. You're okay. You're right where you want to be. Maybe you got a lot to learn. Maybe you got a lot to grow. We all do. But you know that you're okay. I don't want the Lord to come next Saturday night and find any of you here on Sunday morning. We're all going to be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this time today. As we move to the communion service, Father, I pray that you bless it, you would anoint it with your presence and with your touch. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.